Mr. Underhill.
There's no question that in some places consolidation would make sense, and those school districts in which it would make sense should be given some incentives to decide on their own whether or not they choose to consolidate. Certainly can save administrative costs, there are probably other costs as well. Transportation costs may be higher. But I think the state's role is to give districts incentives to make that choice. I would comment in this way, though. I think another answer to the problem of declining enrollment up north is technology. It really frustrates me that the Department of Public Instruction currently is hostile to schools' efforts to implement technology, in some cases as a cost savings mechanism. Currently, there's a suit underway. WEAC has sued the Northern Ozaukee School District, and they've sued DPI as well. DPI has put together a brief that virtually mirrors the WEAC brief. So one of the sued parties is supportive of the suer. That is irrational. The Department of Public Instruction should be on the side of the individual school district that's trying to innovate and use technology in ways that promote quality and possibly control costs. And I think up in northern Wisconsin, we need to look at technology as a possible cost controller or cost saver. But DPI has demonstrated it will side with the teachers' union over the school districts and the taxpayers, and that is shameful. And we need to do something about that. And if you send me to DPI, the disposition of DPI will change dramatically in regard to that issue.